Fuck yeah.
Hello?
Good evening, sir. Is Michael available?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Dwight with... How are you tonight?
Fine, Dwight.
I was calling regarding the tweet you had sent at us earlier today.
Which one?
Well, you were having issues with your service?
Just real quickly, what happened is, since I moved into this house with 3 years, I've had nothing but trouble. Finally, last month, I thought they fixed everything, despite the picture, if you saw the picture, the technician leaving the cable hanging down in the middle of the door frame. It's like, you know what, for all the troubles I've had, if that's the least, if I still get uninterrupted service, I'll be happy. And everything was fine. Last week, I got a call saying, hey, we'd like to upgrade your service. And I said, you know, I'm really good. And they said, no, we'd like to upgrade you to X1 or 1X, whatever it is. And it's not going to cost you any more money. You're almost out of contract, and it's going to go up next month. This way, everything will stay the same. You'll get all the same channels. Everything will be the same. You'll be upgraded to X1, plus you'll get HBO. So I went back and forth. Are you positive? No more money. No more money. Same thing. Back and forth, back and forth. The technician arrived yesterday. He only had one X1 box. Mm-hmm. He said, well, if I install one, he said, which TV do you want it? Because whichever TV I install on, the other TV isn't going to work. I said, well, wait a minute. That's not what I was promised. Not even, you know, that. And he said, well, for $9 more, I could get another box out of my truck and put it on both TVs. And I said, no, there's absolutely not. I was promised. And last week made me, you know, they stated everything, and I was recorded by them online saying this is what's going to happen. And I agreed to that based on them promising my bill would not go up, I would get, all my programs would be the same, and that I'd get HBO. They knew that I had two TVs. I've been paying for two cable boxes for 3 years in this one house. So it's no surprise to anybody. So that's what happened. And so the technician said, and I said, I could try right now. This is yesterday.
Right.
I said, I could call right now, but it's going to be at least an hour and a half to 2 hours to try to get to the right person. I said, I was talking to the technician. I said, you might have better luck. So he tried for about an hour and a half to get somebody to reason with him. He understood where I was coming from, that I had two TVs, and I am disabled, so to pick which TV, it's like, it's kind of like irrelevant. It's like, I don't know next week which TV I'm going to want to use.
Right.
And so he would say, but, you know, I can't, you know, I don't know what to do. And so then the order was canceled because he wasn't just going to put one on. And he couldn't just walk away with a cable box. He had to cancel the order. So as of last night, I said, when he left, I said, well, I will fight the fight in the morning with Tom. When I wake up, I will give them a call and explain what happened so they understood. And he said, okay, and he went his way. And I understand he's a third service provider. He was very, very kind. And so this morning, I got up around noon, and when I called, it took me about 2 hours. Eventually, I had a supervisor who called me back around 3:30 or 4, who said, if I understand you right, you've got two TVs, and you were promised that your cable rates wouldn't go up, and they're now trying to, so if you have two working TVs, it's going to be $10 more a month. Is that correct? I said, yes. He said, well, we will mail you the cable boxes, not send out a technician, which, again, I'm totally fine with. I'm smart enough to do it. And then I will return the two legacy boxes that I have here to the Comcast store once I get the X1 boxes installed.
Right.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay, I apologize, Michelle, for the issues.
Michelle?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's...
Who's Michelle?
Oh, I thought that was you.
I'm Michael.
Michael, I'm sorry. Okay, so... So they're going to send the boxes out, but they don't know when they can get them to you?
No. They said about 7 days. I'm not like chomping at the bit to say I've got to have them today.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm totally cool with letting it run the courses because this is their way of remedying the problem. I mean, I I spoke my piece, and now they're speaking their piece, and they're saying, okay, this is how we communicate. This way we don't have to incur a technician charge and stuff like that. And I'm totally cool with that. You know, there's enough online tutorials.
Okay, so they say that's how the technician charge is going to be avoided.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's incorrect. The charge, there's a $65 failed self-install kit that'll be put on the account.
Okay, I've never been told about that.
Yeah, it's $65 because we already had the tech out, and what they're going to say is it's, you know, you failed to properly install it because with the level of education that you've had, that it just you weren't able to properly install.
Well, that's incorrect. That's not true.
No. Okay, let me tell you what we could do here, Marty.
Marty, who's Marty?
Is that not you?
No, it's Michael. For the third time, it is Michael.
I'm sorry, Michael. Michael, I'm sorry. What I can do is...
No, it's Michael.
Michael, I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, I didn't say that. That was something that repeated.
I must have had an echo on the line. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Mitchell, we can have somebody out, like... Early, I'm going to waive the fee for you.
Who? Wait, you just said the wrong name again.
Mitchell.
No, it's not Mitchell. How many times do we have to go through this?
What's that, Michael?
It's Michael. That's Michael, that's right. Now you got it right, but you said Mitchell.
Yeah, who's Mitchell?
You called me Mitchell.
Oh, I don't recall that. All right, so what I can do is I'm going to waive that fee. And what I want to do is get that tech out maybe tomorrow and get your stuff hooked back up. You know what I'm saying? And then that we can get the we can get everything taken care of, and we want to, you know, make you happy.
Okay.
Now, did they take care of the issue with that that line hanging down in your doorway?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What's your availability tomorrow?
I could be available after 10 o'clock. Now, why are you doing this instead of what they said earlier? Just out of curiosity.
Well, their way is going to be a lot slower, and I'm a direct supervisor. So what I'm trying to do is get you taken care of a little bit quicker.
Okay. No. No,
is that going to be all right with you, Don? Hello?
I don't know if it's you or if you're... Something's not right here. I don't feel comfortable.
No, it's Michael!
I don't feel comfortable with this conversation, okay?
What conversation is that?
My conversation with you.
No, Matthew, I thought we were on the track to getting you resolved.
But I keep hearing things, recorded voices that keep popping up, and
oh wait a minute, you're hearing voices.
Yeah, I'm hearing voices.
I don't hear anything on this end, sir.
Well, I'm going to end this call, okay?
But Mitchell, come on, we're almost done.
That's okay. Thank you.
Mikkel?
No, it's Michael!
Oh, I'm sorry.
News, sports, music, but mostly prank calls. You're listening to Frank Call Nation.